Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk about some of the interesting relationships that we are seeing during this present season of things. You know, often family members are united in ways that they cannot be separated. But people do occasionally polarize themselves on different sides of issues. And some of the issues that we are seeing, even friends break up over with lately, have been what I myself believe to be simplistic, minute, and realistically unimportant. Now, that's only my perception, and your perception is in the eye of the one who is looking and trying to understand. But it did give me rise to a thought today that I do want to share with you, because often I know that when I write things out, they seem to make more sense to me, and they seem to be more helpful for the people that I love and that I try to impact and provide knowledge for. And so my thought today is very, very simple. And it might be one that you may not even feel you need to hear. But in case you do, I would like to share this with you. And basically, it's just about being aware of the ones that you love. So, please bear with me for a moment. Often the people we love the most are the ones who touch us the deepest. They are the ones who can say things to us that no one else could ever get away with saying, or if someone else said it, it wouldn't even affect us. But then there are those moments that, you know, the people that you love the most hurt you the deepest, and their actions can sometimes slice like a knife. And in most cases, I believe that they do not mean to hurt us so deeply. And if we don't open our mouth, they don't even recognize that they have hurt us. The problem is when we don't tell someone how we truly feel, then the occasion could arise that they would hurt us again, and we would have not blocked ourselves from that loss, from that angst, that anguish that we often feel when someone we love hurts us. Because when they hurt us, it often feels like a disrespect or a disregard for our feelings. But I believe it's because what seems simple to one or minor to one person is perceived as much more significant or essential to the other person. It doesn't mean either or is right. It just means that our hearts are different, that our minds are different, and that our uniqueness is something that only we have. And if you have been fortunate to never experience this kind of hurt, then what a blessed walk you have. But be assured that it can come from the left field and you never see it coming. But it's in our best effort to familiarize ourselves with the actions of the ones we love, so that we become students of the heart more than students of the mind. Because your mind might tell you that what you're saying is totally fine and not anything that anyone should become upset about. But your other party, the one that you love, could be deeply affected and you could leave them in tears and never know it. So I'd like for you to think about that and for you to take time to truly get to know the ones who mean the most to you. And if you have trouble understanding what I'm saying, think about young children and how sometimes you say something to them and they burst out in tears and you go, "Baby, what's wrong?" And they go, "Well, that hurt my feelings," or "That, why did you say that?" And what you're saying to you is just the truth. It's simple, or it's just a thought that you have, and you in no means want to hurt them, but you have. And so just because we are older than a child, you know, and maybe because you think someone has a thick skin, you know, doesn't mean that we do have a thick skin. So take the time, put forth earnest effort to reciprocate the fullness and completeness of the ones you love, of their actions and love towards you. If you tend to do things for them and you can see a smile on their face and you can feel a difference in their heart's actions towards you, those are the things that mean the most to them. And it's often the simplest things. It doesn't take a $200 bouquet of roses or imported chocolates. It just takes a willingness to show that you care. You know, it could be something as simple as a good morning kiss on the top of their head every day. Or you open the door because that's something that you did when you were dating, you know. And sometimes chivalry has been downplayed. And sometimes we even pretend we don't want it. But give it a try. Do something different. Bring some joy into your loved one's heart. And I believe you'll see it reciprocated. So think about that and find the simplest ways to show that you love the ones you care for. I am sending you my wishes for a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a beautiful, restful evening of love. Take time to build the relationships that mean the most to you, and never stop showing true love. Goodbye.